This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace, backed by the innovative spirit of country's youth power. Addressing the startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, the startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector, and now people are seeing the trend of innovation and startup culture in India. He said India has emerged as the world's third largest startup ecosystem with over 1.25 lakh startups and 110 unicorns. The Prime Minister asked the entrepreneurs to be vigilant about filing their patents quickly. The Prime Minister said that the startup revolution is being led by small cities, and that too in a wide range of sectors including agriculture, textiles, medicine, transport, space, yoga and Ayurveda. Elaborating on space startups, the Prime Minister said that Indian startups are working in more than 50 areas in the space sector, including the launch of the Space Shuttle. The Prime Minister stated that the startups launched on the policy platforms are reaching new heights today. He mentioned that the UPI is becoming a pillar of support for the fintech startups, which lead the development of innovative products and services for the expansion of digital services in the country. The Election Commission today issued a notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the state. Nominations can be filed till 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th, and the last date for the withdrawal of candidatures is March the 30th. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is April the 2nd. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Arunachal Pradesh, also issued notification for holding the elections for the 60 seats of the State Legislative Assembly today. The Assembly elections will be held simultaneously with the Lok Sabha elections. The elections for the two parliamentary constituencies of the state and the 60 Assembly seats will be held on April the 19th in the first phase. Rajesh Ranjan, popularly known as Pappu Yadav, has merged his Jan Adhikari Party, JAP, into the Congress. He merged his party in the presence of Congress leaders Pawan Khera and Mohan Prakash at party headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Rajesh Ranjan said that he will work for the Congress. The Election Commission of India has approved the appointment of senior IAS officer Bhushan Gagrani as a new commissioner of Mumbai's civic body. He is a 1990 batch Maharashtra cadre IAS officer and has previously worked as additional chief secretary to Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. The commission has further approved the appointment of Saurabh Rao as the chief of Thane Municipal Corporation and Kailash Shinde as the next commissioner of the Naveen Mumbai Municipal Corporation. The commission has directed that these officers must not hold any additional charge outside their respective corporation. The Delhi High Court today sought response of the Enforcement Directorate ED on maintainability of the plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, challenging the summons issued by the agency in relation to the alleged liquor policy scam. Mr. Kejriwal has also challenged a section of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act of PMLA to the extent that it includes a political party within its ambit. A division bench granted ED 2 weeks' time to file the reply. The matter will now be heard on April the 22nd. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has attached immovable properties of two accused in the case related to the killing of Shaurya Chakravarti comrade Balwinder Singh Sandhu by the agents of the Band Khalistan Liberation Force, or KLF. The attached properties belong to Gurvinder Singh, alias Baba, from Gurdaspur district, and Harbinder Singh, alias Pinder, alias Jinno, from Tarantan district. NIA investigation had revealed that Harbinder Singh, along with an associate, had held an accused Inderjeet Singh in the reconnaissance of the residence of comrade Balwinder Singh Sandhu to eliminate him as part of the conspiracy by the KLF. In Ladakh, following a 35-day closure, the Zojila Pass, a vital lifeline connecting Kargil to Srinagar, has reopened. The closure, initiated on February the 15th, was prompted by heavy snowfall in the Kargil region, disrupting essential supply routes and isolating the communities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.